Amnesty International says Egyptian security forces used live ammunition against supporters of Assad President Mohamed Morsi on October the 6th. Now, the Human Rights Watchdog says in some instances, security forces stood by as men in civilian clothing used firearms, knives and swords to attack pro-Morsi crowds. According to the London-based watchdog, at least 49 people were killed and hundreds wounded in Cairo alone as security forces used, quote, excessive and unwarranted lethal force. Amnesty says no members of the security forces were killed during the clashes. The October 6th clashes were the deadliest since security forces stormed two Cairo protest camps where Morsi supporters had gathered on August the 14th, leaving hundreds of people dead. Joining us now is our correspondent, Mohammed Chalabi, on the line from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Now, Mohammed, tell us a bit more about this report. And of course, for those of our viewers who are unfamiliar with the situation, about what went down on October the 6th.
Right, Kenny. Of course, this is not the first time that international human rights organizations have criticized the excessive use of force by security forces against the mostly peaceful protesters here in Egypt. Human Rights Watch had described what happened in the dispersal of the Rabaa al-Adawiya sit-in as one of the worst massacres, the worst massacre in Egypt's modern history. There are clear evidence that stemming from the fact that most of those who were killed back to the 6th of October story were killed by live fire, and most of them were hit in deadly areas like the chest and the head. The protesters were going out there on Army Day asking for an end to the coup against Egypt's first free and democratically elected civilian president, and the Egyptian army ended up killing Egyptians, not Israelis, on the 40th anniversary of the 6th of October victory. There are also reports that in several cases in the post-coup period in Egypt, Kenyans, that the helicopters, army and police helicopters, used fire against the protesters. And you mentioned there the story of thugs attacking peaceful protesters, the anti-coup protesters, in many cases while being protected by police, and police end up by detaining the protesters and not catching the thugs. There is much more to it here, because it's not just about these practices. There are also legal practices, including a decree by the army interim president that opened that said that there's no ceiling to temporary detainment in cases where the defendants could receive life in prison or a death sentence. So you have thousands of detainees. No one really knows the exact number, but you have thousands of detainees that risk being there without a trial, without a ceiling. The detainees, big story, because there are a lot of reports that they're not being their basic human rights are not being respected. Many of them have died in prison because they didn't receive enough the medicaments and the medicine they need. Others were died purportedly via torture. Also, another legal issue here: in many cases, relatives of the victims refused to get the bodies because the authorities insisted on forcing them to sign that they either committed suicide or died via any other cause, then being shot. There is a real crackdown against human rights here in Egypt in the view of many observers. Of course, the authorities say that this is a crackdown against terrorism. They allege the Brotherhood is the sponsor of terrorism, but many observers say here, if the Brotherhood comes out and says, we accept the army-imposed roadmap of July the 3rd and that June the 30th was a revolution and not a coup, all of a sudden they will be friends and nobody will be accused of sponsoring terrorism, because the way it is here, millions of Egyptians are being accused of being terrorists. Finally, can easily many doctors and even students and teachers and journalists have suffered from this crackdown against human rights and what seems to be something that can only be reversed via an end to the coup.
Okay, our correspondent Mohammed Chalabi there reporting from Cairo. Mohammed, thank you for that update.